谁先听的开始。This very quickly, I may have said it on Yom Kippur, so I'll say it over. I said it on Yom Kippur. Achrei Mos Kedoshim, the Torah is a sort of transition over here within Torah's Kohanim. That all the parashios up to Achrei Mos are basically dealing with parashios of Mikdash, Torah's Kohanim. That's where Achrei Mos begins as well, with the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol based on Mikdash. Then it moves over into the world of Arayos, sort of in the middle of Parshas Achrei Mos, and then it's into Parshas Kedoshim, which is you move back into the world. A mini Parsha of Hakel, Parsha of Tilchus Bodin HaMakom Adam HaChavero, etc. So Yitachein, that why does the transition take place Bedafka with the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim? Why not make the transition some other point? So there's a very, very beautiful word of Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch that within the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, as I'll point out, that you have 5 Tzvilot and 10 Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim. That every time the Kohen moved from Bigud to Bigud, from Avodah to Avodah, he needed a Hakana of Tzvilot and Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim. If you count up the number of times that the Kohen actually moved from Avodah to Avodah, we find 9. 9 times, and those 9 times, those are the nine first Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim. The final Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim is after the Kohen totally finished the Avodah, and now he's taking off his big day Zohar, and he's putting on his suit to go out, to leave the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim. Why do you need a Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim to get dressed back up in your Yontif clothing, in your regular begadim? So the Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch held that that was the most important Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That to do an Avodah in the Kodesh Kodashim is one level. Everyone can bring himself to a peak at some point in his life, an apex of spirituality. The challenge is to move it back into everyday life. The challenge is to view getting dressed up in Begadim also as an Avodah. And that, to a certain degree, is the connection between Achrei Mos and Kedoshim. To try and take all of the Kedushin, all the Ruchnius from the Mishkan, from the Beis HaMikdash, and to move it into day-to-day life. That's Kedoshim to you. To take the concept of Kedusha is basically a concept that we find in Shechina. To try and move the Shechina from the Mishkan into the world, but that requires its own Hakana, its own Kedushin, Yadayim V'Raglayim, and pretty much that's the challenge that we all have. That's in terms of Parshas HaShavua. In terms of Yom HaTzmaut, I wanted to listen to Rabbi Ravender's drasha, but the rewind button on my tape recorder wasn't working, so I wasn't able to get very, very far. I kept hearing the end of it over and over, which Parshas is also very important. But I never got to the beginning. So if I'm saying something that he already pointed out, please excuse me. Their Mishnah. When my father, when I was sitting shiva for my father, had Rebbe Kapras Mishkavos, so we put out a set of Mishnayos. Anyone who wants to learn Mishnayos for the Shloshim should take a Masechta. So Bli Ein Hara, I mean, all the Masechtas were taken except for one. So I got stuck learning Masechtas Kalim, all 30 Prakim, which was a wonderful experience, and probably stood me in good stead for the future. So in Masechtas Kalim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, you have the Gemara of Eser Kedushas, that there are 10 Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah lists the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Eretz Yisrael, Arum HaBukhaf of Koma, you have Yerushalayim, you move over to the Har HaBayis, and then into the Heichal, 10 levels of Kedusha. So the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, says each of these levels of Kedusha is a Nafkamina. So it gives Nafkamina of each level. Who is allowed to go in Har HaBayis, who's allowed to go into the Azara, who's allowed to go into the Heichal, who's allowed to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Nafkamina of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is that from Eretz Yisrael you bring Bikurim, the Shtei Halecha, the Ha'omer. You bring Omer, Bikurim, and Shtei Halecha only from Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring Bikurim, Shtei Halecha, and the Omer from outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, very, very strange. If you were to want to define the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you would say it's totally Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz. Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, Shemus Maisros, Shvius. That's where we would normally put the stress on Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. So it's clear from the Mishnah, that there are Tzvei Halachas, there are two dinim of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. There's a din of Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz. But there's another din in terms of Eser Kedushos, that there is a Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash that spreads into Eretz Yisrael. That the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the peak of the Kedusha is in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then goes out in concentric circles until it encompasses all of Eretz Yisrael. In what way does the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash apply to all of Eretz Yisrael? That Korbanos can only be brought from within Eretz Yisrael. The Omer, the Bikurim, the Shtei HaLechem, these are Korbanos that can only be brought from within Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that all of Eretz Yisrael, to a certain degree, is like the Chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash. That the entire Machaneh, the Machaneh Shechina, the Machaneh Leviyah, the Machaneh Yisrael, to a certain degree encompasses all of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Shechina. All of Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Shechina. If we weren't this way, then it would explain a Rambam, that otherwise is not that well understood. The Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Mikdash was nikva by Shlomo HaMelech for Rishaito u'Asid Lavo, as opposed to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that the Kedusha of Yehoshua was Kidsha L'Shaita v'lo Kidsha L'Asid Lavo, and only when Ezra came along was a Kidsha L'Shaita and Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. So the Rambam explains, what's the difference between the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kedusha Shechina. The moment you have Kedusha Shechina, so that's Nitzli. So the moment you have that's never going to be destroyed, no matter Churban, no Churban, Ashchina in Azaza, Me'akosa Maravi, we always have the Shechina, so you always have Kedusha Mikdash. Masha'en came, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that Yehoshua, that's a man-made Kedusha, that Yehoshua created via Kibush, so when the Kibush falls off, then the Kedusha falls off as well. So Rambam then continues and says, so how do we have then Kedusha nowadays? So he says that when Ezra came and made a Chazakah on Eretz Yisrael, that Chazakah remained. Very, very strange. The Kibush of Yehoshua fell off, the Chazakah of Ezra remained. Kesemishna asks, Kesemishna al Atar over there in Hilchos Beis Abachira, in Perek Vav. Hilchos Beis Abachira, Perek Vav, at the end, the last halacha. The Kesef Mishnah asks as follows. He says, "Eini yodeya ma koach chazak agodol mikoach kibush." I mean, so of course, kibush is an active man. Chazak is an active man. V'lamalo nomar v'chazak gamkei mishindil v'chaharetz miyadenu v'atol chazak. The same way kibush is broken by Nebuchadnezzar, why shouldn't the chazak be broken by Titus? The two, Barishona Shneskacha Bekibush, the Chiloha Yasham Chazaka. After, of course, Yeshua conquered Eretz Israel in 7 years, and another 7 years there was Chalukah, and there was Chazaka, and the Chazaka there was for 1,000 years. Kal Yisrael lived in Eretz Israel for almost 1,000 years. So, Mi Adifa Chazaka Velo Kibush, Me Chazaka Im Kibush, and the case of Mishnah ends off very unusually, the Tzarach Liyu. So you open it to Frank or Rambam, hoping that someone will talk about the Kesef Mishnah. No one. Doesn't bring anyone who talks about the Tzarach Le'im of the Kesef Mishnah. But the cover is very, I mean, this is our whole view of Eretz Yisrael, that nowadays we have Kedusha Saaretz, it's based on this Chazakah of the time of Ezra. And so why is the Chazakah of the time of Ezra any better than the Kibush of the time of Yehoshua? So the Rav says, and I heard it from him, but I don't know if it's written anywhere, but I'm sure it must be written somewhere. What?
It's in the Gemara.
Gotcha, Shana. Okay. So the Rav wants to say, there's no difference between a chazaka without a kibush and a chazaka with a kibush. The difference is a chazaka which is built on Mikdash as opposed to a chazaka which is not built on Mikdash. Namely, Yoshua came into Eretz Yisrael. He was Kovish the land, but there was still no Mikdash. There was no Yerushalayim. It wasn't until Shlomo that you had a Mikdash. So you have a kibush and even a chazaka which is not built on Mikdash. That's something which is here today, gone tomorrow. But when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, what did he do first? First he built the Beis HaMikdash. And then there was Yishuv all around the Beis HaMikdash. Namely, it worked concentrically. It worked from within outwards. Yoshua worked from out to in, getting closer and closer and closer to Yerushalayim, until finally, in the time of David HaMelech, they conquered Yerushalayim, and Shlomo HaMelech was able to build the Beis HaMikdash. But when you're working from out to in, so then the whole out doesn't have a basis in Yitzchus. When you work from in outwards, then everything stems from the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So the same way that you have the Eser Kedushas that stem from the Kedusha of the Mikdash, even the Kedusha Mitzvah Satuyas Ba'aretz at the time of Ezra also stem from Kedusha of the Mikdash. That's the uniqueness of Kedushas Ezra. That's why it's a Chazaka, which is built on Mikdash, which remains for Kitchel Shaita of a Kitchel Asid level. That's what the Rav wanted to say. So I feel that this is very important in terms of putting Yom HaTzmaut into the proper context. That I feel very, 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 very strongly that a Yom HaTzmaut, it should be a day of Hodaya. How one expresses Hodaya? So halachically, the only area of Hodaya, which is the Machlokes, is the Sudas Mitzvah. So Sudas Mitzvah, we have certainly the Yeshiva. Everything else is totally the Machlokes in terms of Hallel and Taurus, yes, Taurus, v'chulei. So, you know, we try to do things that would be v'chulei alma. We shouldn't be stepping anyone's toes. But the feeling of Hoda'a, the feeling of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous gift that He gave us, that should be something that permeates our being for the entire period of Yom HaTzmaut, for all times, and on so many levels, on the level of Hatzalas of Pikloch Nefesh, and on the fact that we have a Medina, the fact that we have a Tzefa, and the fact that there's Kimi Tzion Tetzei Torah, the fact that Rabbi Brand has to come to Eretz Yisrael to find fellows to go out to Boca, can't find them in Wayu. I mean, V'chal, it was said that everything is coming from Eretz Yisrael. Everything is moved over, that Eretz Yisrael is the center of Torah learning in the world, the center of Jewish life in the world. Mamish, mamish, wonderful. However, there is also a sense of cheshbon nefesh, and the cheshbon nefesh that should be is that I'm not one of them running harabayas. I don't go around, you know, carrying, picketing harabayas, etc. But the bottom line is that we don't realize what's missing. We don't have a sense of the lack of the Beis HaMikdash that we should have, of the Tzar HaShchina that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and without the Beis HaMikdash, Shalof Tapela Satan, everything we have is man-made. Everything we have is still Kibush Yoshua. It's coming from the outside in. It's not coming from the inside out. And that's very, very frightening. Because as meaning as one has, but without the Beis HaMikdash, it's like the whole core is missing, where everything should stem from is missing. It's not, again, like Mr. Sharon says, it's not that I want to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a question of what's in it for me, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of Kedusha being Shor in Eretz Yisrael, and the concept of Kavod HaShchina basically all stems from the Beis HaMikdash. And so with all of the Hodaya, one should also say Tikkun Chatzos. One should also cry for the fact that we still live in a situation of quasi Galus. We still live in a situation where the Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, Tzipisa li Yeshua isn't only for Shalom HaYisrael. It's a beautiful Yeshua to be mitzvah from. I daven every day, Mavarech Shema Yisrael B'Shalom, you know, with tremendous kavana. But Tzipisa li Yeshua goes far beyond that. Tzipisa li Yeshua is the Yerushalayim Yerichav Rachim Tashut. Tzipisa li Yeshua is the Senach David Avdaka. Tzipisa li Yeshua is the Sefazena Einenu. That's the Tzipisa li Yeshua. Tzipisa li Yeshua is that things should be put back in the proper perspective, where everything revolves around the ideal level of avoda and Torah, which stems from avoda, and mitzvot, which stem from avoda. That's something which is still missing, and I think that on Yom HaTzmaut, it's very important to feel that as well. So I always thought that Yom HaTzmaut is a day of cheshbon hanefesh. like a birthday is the day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Like, what if I've done it with the last 54 years of my life? No, that's a terrible feeling. So it works simply once a year. But so Yom HaShoah is the day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. What have we done with Eretz Yisrael for the last 53 years? 54 years? What, 54, right? 54 years. Okay. What have we done with Eretz Yisrael for the last 54 years? And the Cheshbon HaNefesh should also be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu put my neshama into the world at this moment, that he wanted me to be active in the world and to do and to be over the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'dafka in a world which has Eretz Yisrael, that you can have a Beis HaMikdash. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What should be my tafkid in the world? What is my unique avoda? All of these are cheshbonos that one should feel, not dafka on the day itself, but I think that the day should engender such cheshbonos hanefesh within us. And so in that respect, the move from Achrimos to Kedoshim, to start learning Vayikra and Parshas Kedoshim like they would do in certain day schools, you know, since we skip the beginning, and you know, it's important, but you know, so why for Atamid should start with Kedoshim Tiyu, Yishalim Gimotiro, etc. One has to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu put that in the middle of Sefer Yikra. It's supposed to come from it's supposed to come from a sense of avoda, that the whole adin adam ha'mokon adam ha'chavero should ideally be coming out of a sense of avoda, just like everything stems from the atedim. So everything stems from a sense of avoda, and so this week's parasha in terms of the transition from Achrimos to Kedoshim, I think to a certain degree also can put Yom HaAtzmaut in terms of the proper perspective, that Baruch Hashem, emet Baruch Hashem, for everything that we have, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it constantly, and then to continue davening for that which we don't have, for that which is still missing. And I think that being in Eretz Yisrael can sort of highlight that a little more than being in Chutz Laaretz, because you have, I think, more of a sense of what could be, more of a sense of the tremendous gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and the avira there is which exists even without Mikdash. So Kal Vachomer, you tend to think, as Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael used to come on Aliyah LeRegel in order to be sofeg Yirat Shamayim. They would gather Yirat Shamayim when they would come to Yerushalayim, come to the Beis Hamikdash and have a sense of what life is all about, and what man is, and who is man, and put everything into the proper framework. That all of that we can only dream about. We can daven for. We should feel a sense of tsar over the fact that with everything Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that ta'ikar in this respect is Fasa Min HaSefer.
Ready. So you guys are going to record? It's recording already. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just press off on the button.
Okay. Achrimos, right? A little bit about Yom Kippur in here. Right, I have my own thoughts about the avoda, but he doesn't talk about that. So, okay. V'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. Right, v'chol aron el hakodesh. This is false. Ita atu kohen gadol lav adam hu. Right? So what does that mean? V'chol adam kohen gadol is an adam. V'inyan bazeh ki shem adam moreh la'omek yakrut ha'adam b'vina u'v'secha. It says v'chol adam lo'ne ba'ohel. It means human, when you say